Hello, Cincinnati! Welcome to this episode of our podcast, or should I say these episodes, as we have Tyler Stevenson on board as a guest, and we decided to break it up into two parts. We talk a little bit about baseball, we talk about life, we talk about some fun behind-the-scenes stuff, and some lightning round questions. So, how about that, Red Legs fans? What do you say we get this thing started? I just sold out to the perfect condition. Coming alive! What's up, buddy?
What up?
Controlled chaos.
Controlled chaos?
Yeah, I leave for Ireland in like 3 hours.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
my parents are actually, it was a few weeks ago, they went to Ireland and Scotland.
It's fun. It's a beautiful place. You ever been?
No, I haven't. I'd love to at some point, because that's like, my family wise, that's descendants wise, so it'd be cool to that's where my mom ended up going.
Both great countries, especially if you like more of the outdoor / rural.
Yeah, I'd love to get out there at some point.
Speaking of your parents, based on your new addition, do they choose their grandfather and grandmother names, or are they just grandma and grandpa?
What are they?
You're supposed to know this.
It was not a trick question.
No, I know. I should. I know my mom, I think, is JoJo, because her middle name is Joe. So she's JoJo. I can't remember what my dad was. He was joking around because he's left-handed. He wanted to be southpaw. But, golly, Papa or something like that, maybe.
So did they choose those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you take a guess what his grandfather name is?
Grandpa?
No. Being one that takes things half-heartedly, I started thinking about my options, and I recall a movie when Clayton was growing up, who was older than you, Tyler, so you might not be aware of this one, but the baseball version of Mighty Ducks was Hardball.
Hardball. Okay.
And in Hardball, that pitcher loved the Biggie Smalls song. I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. I'm Big Papa.
Heck yeah. That's sick.
He's still in Graham's phone as Big Papa.
Big Papa. I might need to use that one when it's my time.
Yeah, you do get a little bit of street cred with that one.
Yeah. There you go. That's sick.
And at my age, it's hard to get street cred. So. You do what you can.
Speaking of, congratulations on the baby.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, they're doing well.
That's good. Great. That's good.
Everybody's healthy. They're doing well. Can't ask for much more at this point.
Yeah, they're back in South Carolina. So I'll see them in a week or so with All-Star break. And then at some point they'll come up here. I don't know when exactly. It just kind of depends with like doctor's appointments and stuff. But they will come up at some point. So. I'm excited when that time comes.
Yeah, you get to you're unlucky because you don't get to be there to see a lot of stuff to start out, but you're also lucky because you miss some of the witching hours.
I have been able to be able to sleep, so that's the positive. But yeah, I mean, I just live through FaceTime and pictures from my wife. So,
and how much parenting advice have you gotten from friends and family since then?
Not too much, but I feel like both our parents have been good. I don't know. Everybody always says like, you don't know what to expect and you just like, you never know what to do. It's just like, you just deal with it and you learn as you go. So, it's kind of been the, I guess how we've been treating it so far.
Yeah. I've got three daughters you met. I mean, you saw them 7, 5, and 3, and it's pretty much how it is. It's just like, figure it out as you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, just like when we were driving back from the hospital, it's like, all right, here we go. Like,
it's like, what do I do with this thing now?
Yeah, I know. The nurses were all a huge help. Like, they were all great in the hospital, and like, they knew everything. And it's like, we go home, and it's like, now what?
Yeah.
You know what? I can tell you what, you're a rookie all over again.
Yeah, for sure. That is true.
Oh man.
And how did you arrive at the name Savannah? It's a great name, but is it a family name or just something that you talked about amongst yourselves?
Yeah, I feel like it was just something that we kind of talked about. We like the SS, like the first name being an S, and with Stevenson as the last name. And we just kind of settled on it. We had some other options, and we both loved it. And then Frankie's the middle name. Her mom's maiden name is Frank, so we wanted to kind of include that somehow. And so we chose Frankie. And yeah, there's no really huge significance of the first name Savannah. We just kind of we loved it and decided it was the option.
Have you gotten any crazy parent kid stories from guys on the team yet? Like just like the random stuff kids do or say that's hilarious and also some that's not so hilarious.
Nothing too crazy. I do feel like we have a lot of kids on the team. And there are a lot of girls. Like Luke Maley, the other catcher, like he's got three girls. Candelario, I think, has two girls. Martinez has two girls. India's got a girl. So Sims, I mean, yeah, the list goes on. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, get some advice for them being a girl dad.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think there was something in the water the last few years because I got a bunch of buddies and everyone's got mostly girls. And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I can tell you this, having raised a son and a daughter, the difference between the two is with the daughter, the highs are higher, the lows are lower.
Oh, yeah.
With the boys, you know, they tend to knock down, drag it out, and then they get over it and move on.
Yep.
Not as quick with the young ladies.
Yeah.
I'll just wait. You got some fun times come ahead of you.
Oh, yeah.
I was with my youngest last week. My mom took the two older ones to LA to visit my sister, and then my wife was out of town for work, and it was breakfast time, but I was doing something on the computer in the other room. I didn't hear her get into the fridge. Three-year-old climbing into the fridge.
Uh-oh.
Didn't hear it. I walk into the room she was in, and I see her holding a bottle of ranch dressing. I was like, oh, boy. It's like 8 a.m. I was like, Gemma, what are you doing? She goes, I made salad. I went over and looked at her plate. It was a pile of shredded Parmesan cheese with ranch dressing on top. I was like, yeah, that's salad without all the lettuce, I guess.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so you get a bunch of that stuff to look forward to. Then you can be one of the catchers that paints your fingernails.
Fingernails, yep. Do that now with PitchCom, so. PitchCom. We kind of fixed that problem.
Yeah, you're getting off easy.
How do you like PitchCom?
Yeah, like I like it a lot. Like, it was a little weird at first, but oh man, I guess it's been 2 years or so now that we've been doing it, and I love it. It just makes things so much easier, and so we've got other guys in the outfield. Like, I want to say the second baseman, the shortstop, and the center fielder all have one, so I know they like it as well because they can kind of anticipate the pitch. They know what pitch is coming, so. I like it a lot. And then you just don't have to worry about any like the sign sealing stuff like that's gone on in the past.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
I was not aware it went beyond you and the pitcher.
Yeah. So yeah, there's some other guys that wear it and I know they like it. Just like I said, the anticipation, like they know it's like, hey, a fastball's coming here. So I can kind of expect it. If he hits it, it's going to be in this general direction or like you can hear the location. So yeah, I'm a big fan of it.
Now, is it like where's the mic pack? Well, we'll call it the receiver pack attached. Is it in your hat? Put it in your back pocket?
I got the low receiver. It goes like on my shin guard, and I'll hit the buttons. And then I've got like an earpiece. Like if you ever see it kind of like dangling, I've got it up in my mask.
Yeah.
And like the little receiver is like Velcroed in, and then I've got a earpiece that'll go in my ear so I can hear what it says. So, and then the pitchers, they've got it like in their hat. And then there's like a little wire that they can like hear it come out of in their hats.
Oh, cool. Yeah. The reason I ask is because obviously with me doing video production, I'm used to
yeah.
Where are we going to put the mic this time?
Yeah. So it's nice. I mean, especially, I feel like the only, I guess, issue sometimes there is if it's a big crowd and it's super loud. Like sometimes you see the pitchers like kind of cover it up with their gloves so they can hear. And also I feel like it helps with like the pace of play and speed up the game, because he can throw the pitch and I can throw it back and I can give him the sign right away. So it does make things a little bit easier and quicker.
Nice, nice.
We like speeding up the game.
Especially if you're taking kids to the park.
Oh, man. Yeah, that makes it a tough one.
Your wife will find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I saw her. We saw her at the Cubs game, the rain delay at the end of May. I saw her briefly.
We started at like 9 o'clock or whatever it was. It was a long
one. Is that as miserable for you as it is for us?
It does suck, especially, I mean, we get to the field between 1 and 2 o'clock, I'd say. And then we're just sitting around and the rain delay. And then you're just sitting there in the locker room. You don't know what to do. We're like, you can't just be totally checked out, because there's always the chance, like, hey, we're going to play this game, so you can't just be, like, checked out. So, like, you got to kind of, like, still be moving around and just kind of be engaged. And then, whenever it's like, hey, 10 o'clock start, it's like, man, that's late.
Well, and that just means it's later before you get to wind down for the night.
Oh, yeah. Especially in Chicago, too. It's like there's day games, too, so it can – sometimes it's like the night before a day game, there's always a rain delay. And it's like, man, we're going to have a super late night. And then we got to turn around and wake up early the next morning and play a 1 o'clock game the next day. So that means you got to be up at 9 o'clock and you're getting back in your room before you go to bed and trying to wind down. It's probably 2:30. So
I've only been to one game where the rain delay actually turned out to be a good thing for we, the fans. The Reds were playing at the Rockies, and the rain delay went about as long as it could before they finally decided to play the game. And there was a group from Cincinnati, a group of guys, I have 5 or 6 guys. And we were sitting behind the dugout, probably about a dozen rows up. And these guys were in the section to my right, and they had been drinking during the entire rain delay. Now, at the end of the day, no expletives were said, but I mean, these guys had me laughing the entire game. They're yelling every time. I don't know why. Every time Joey Votto came up, they're yelling, "Joey, bag of donuts." And he can obviously hear him standing in the on deck circle.
Yeah.
And so then they got a complaint. The usher comes down and said, "We got a complaint about you guys and the things you're saying." It's like, what? And then the next thing you know, all the ushers are in their 70s. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, these guys, one of them's down on top of the dugout doing the worm.
Really?
And you get 3 ushers, all 70 or older, running down trying to stop it when the other one sees it. And he decides to run down and join him. And so now you got 2 of them doing the worm across the top of the dugout. And the ushers all panic because they don't know how to stop this activity. Yep. They finally get them back in their seats. Everybody's laughing. The usher decides to sit in the row behind them. And there's break off the first 6 or so rows from the rest of us. There's a gate that goes across the steps going down. And the gate's closed. And some young lady decides that she's going to leverage the moment. She gets up on the gate like a stripper and starts doing a routine with her clothes on, but just to kind of prod the ushers a little more. And then these guys get all riled up again. And it was just like that the whole night.
Oh, man.
I've never laughed so hard at a baseball game in my entire life.
Entertainment.
Hey, it's not a bad thing.
Yep.
It's free and it was clean.
Were you guys there when the kid jumped on the field in Cincy?
Oh, we no. were not, but the guy we had on last week, we just aired the podcast over the weekend. He's family friends with that kid's family. I guess the kid's mom babysits for his daughter twice a week. So he was telling us, yeah. I guess he had, after getting tased, his bowels let loose. So he had to sit in a jail cell with brown shorts the whole night, like the whole 9 yards.
That's the first time that I've really seen. I mean, it's the first time I've seen somebody get tased on the field, but there's been a few times that there's been some people that have ran on the field, but Yeah, that was a wild one.
Yeah, see that for me is not as alarming because we grew up with a person named Morgana back in when the Big Red Machine was playing in the mid-70s, and she'd run onto the field all the time, and it's like, you know, you get annoyed because it delays the game, but at the end of the day, it just became part of what transpired. So I don't promote it, especially if it puts anyone in potentially in harm's way, but
for sure.
So on that note, who on the team do you think could take that taser the best?
Oh, take the taser the best.
Wow. I'd go down like a sack of potatoes.
Oh, I know I would. I'm trying to think. I mean, Will Benson's the most gifted physical human I've ever seen. So either him or, I don't know, I'd say Graham, just because he's a big old redneck. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's been tased before from a buddy or I don't know. I'd say one of them too.
It's either got to be based on size or the motto that if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of baseball and pitchers, with as many pitches as you guys see as a catcher every day, why aren't catchers more commonly seen as the best or some of the best hitters on their team? I mean, you have a pretty exceptional eye at the plate, and you've got some great talent in the batter's box. But, I mean, is there a reason for that? Is it the wear and tear every inning, crouching? I mean, it's just something you don't see as frequently.
Man, hitting's hard. Yeah, it's definitely not easy. And, I mean, yeah, I feel like there's definitely some perks of catching. Just I'm sure all catchers somewhat kind of have some similar thoughts and, like, some pitch calling and stuff. But – I mean, yeah, I don't know. Hitting's hard. Like, I mean, everybody goes through ups and downs and whatnot. And, yeah, I mean, it definitely is a long season, especially whenever you're back there catching a lot and the physical wear, like your legs and just overall physical, just strength kind of goes ups and downs just because it is a lot. Yeah, I mean, hitting's hard. It's not easy. Especially with how some of these guys are today, like everybody throws 95 to 100 miles an hour.
With you catching, do you think a catcher might have an advantage on a given day if an ump's calling the zone tighter or a little bit more loosely, since you're behind the plate getting some of those calls?
Yeah, it varies day by day, especially on the umpire. Like, we'll kind of know going into the game if whoever's behind the plate is like, hey, he's got a smaller zone or if he's got a big zone. So that's kind of a good thing to know, is like, hey, if he does have a big zone, if there's anything kind of close to two strikes, like you kind of got to be ready to like swing the bat because you never know. And on the flip side, if he's got a small zone, then you can lay off those pitches in the hopes that he calls him a ball.
You were talking about wear and tear. When it comes to catching, is it being your stance this year,
mm-hmm.
where it's been modified from previous years? Is the stance this year less wear and tear on you?
Oh, for sure. Especially like my size, like I'm definitely one of the bigger catchers in the game. So being on a knee, I feel like definitely is less wear and tear than being in a traditional like squat. But that is more demanding. And yeah, I mean, anything you kind of do to kind of preserve yourself and energy and strength, and it's gonna be huge because it is a long year, it's a long season.
I've had two knee surgeries. I do not envy your knees when your career is done.
When I first got drafted, I was 18 at the time, and he was like, hey, your body is gonna be like your body's your career, like what you put in is what you're gonna get out. So to hear that at 18, it's like, hey, I really got to take care of myself. Like, if I want a successful career and want to play a long time, like, there's a lot that goes into that: eating, recovery, working out, like, making sure every day that I'm in a good spot and taking care of myself. So, yeah, I mean, it's huge. And I feel like everybody does it, because if you can take care of yourself and you can play a couple more years, like that's all you could ask for.
Well, you might have answered this question, but what would Tyler of today tell a 14 or 16-year-old Tyler?
Man, just keep going no matter what. There's going to be ups and downs, but you got to continue to work and overcome it. And that's the nature of the beauty of the game. And to sit back and like when Joey was with us, he's been playing for, I don't know, 16 or something years. And I caught him on the back end of his career, but just spending time with him, like to see how he worked every day and continuing to work on his craft. Like, this is a guy that's a Hall of Famer. He's had an unbelievable career, and he's still in there trying to get better. Like, that's what it's all about, really.
Yeah, he seems like a very determined individual.
Yeah, without a doubt. And to see that when he was on the back end of his career, it's like, man, this guy just is relentless with his work.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for joining us on this week's episode. We had a lot of fun with Tyler on part one. Part two's coming next week, and it's going to be just as much fun. So until then, whatever, whatever. See y'all next week.